Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome into the Labatt Studio, and this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Hey, breaking news, DraftKings has launched an online sports book created by sports fans for sports fans, and it's now available in Pennsylvania. That's right. DraftKings, the leader in daily sports, has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. Get in on the action whenever, wherever you want in the Keystone State. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use the code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus of up to $500. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. The deposit bonus requires a 25-time playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, everybody.
Let me just say one thing on that real quick. Okay?
Yes, sir.
DraftKings is awesome. And for any sponsors you ever hear on the show, that's what makes the whole thing go. That's why Andy gets paid the big bucks for the bold prediction. That's why...
Oh, that's right. We got one coming up.
The big bucks, like... So when you hear Andy give you a code like KSN for DraftKings Sportsbooks, use it. Use the code KSN because, A, it's a good code to use if you want to place a bet online anyway. But, B, then they know we sent you and we can hopefully keep doing the Keystone Sports Network for years and years.
That is Ross Tucker. Also joining us, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer from Penn Live and the Patriot News. I'm Andy Shea. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Hope you had an awesome Thanksgiving. We've got a jam-packed hour of Penn State football talk for you. So let's get rolling. News and notes are going to kick us off. Tucker's Tape, that's brought to you by GoPSURV.com. That's quarter two. Quarter three, we've got your questions and his answers. I got them right here. Ask Ross, brought to you by 409TailgateClub.com. And in quarter four, we're going to preview the final regular season game of 2019, Rutgers at Penn State. All right, let's get going with some news and notes. Hey, the transfer portal's back, gentlemen. It's not the off season yet, but the transfer portal's now part of our vernacular again. So there are reports that say redshirt freshman wide receiver Justin Shorter has entered the transfer portal. I want to get both of your thoughts. The 6'4", 235-pound wide receiver from New Jersey. He was a five-star recruit coming out of South Brunswick High School. This year has 12 catches, 137 yards, zero touchdowns, and 21 targets. Gentlemen, thoughts? James Franklin did address this on Tuesday, said it was fresh, new. They had had a discussion, so it was sort of like a not confirmed, not denial. I'll start with you, Bob.
It was nice knowing you, Justin. I mean, he did it in season with a game to go. I think that Pete Thamel's it wouldn't report that unless he had it. He had it cold.
It's from Yahoo Sports, right?
Yeah, and he's been at SI. I think he's been at the New York Times. I mean,
I have him on my new show once a week.
Yeah,
it's called Home and Home. He's excellent.
He's plugged in.
He had the Rutgers Schiano breakup. Like he's probably as good of a college football guy.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely is. I mean, I'd like to say it's surprising. I doubt that anyone here is too surprised about this. It just wasn't coming together for Justin Shorter at Penn State. I'm sure James Franklin is going to try and re-recruit him if he can. Lamont Wade stayed. I think Cam Sullivan Brown thought about it and stayed. But you know, this has been a storyline all year,
all season.
As they needed to get more balance in their receiving core. Justin Shorter was supposed to be a big part of this team this year and moving forward. And, you know, the irony is he had a pretty nice game against Ohio State. I think he caught everything thrown his way at three catches. It just tells me this has been brewing for a while. He's only in his second year of his college career. So unless he gets some waiver that might be coming, he's going to have to sit out a year.
So maybe I'm missing something, but is there a reason to do it this week as opposed to waiting until after the Rutgers game? Or even after the bowl game, I guess with signing day being in late December and teams having to account for how many scholarships that they
that
can
makes
give
sense,
to recruits.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I still think he probably could have waited until after the Rutgers game. That feels like a bad look to me. And the one point I would make is there have been some big-time transfer portal success stories. Big time. There have been a lot more failures. And you don't hear about the failures because they failed. They're
right.
gone.
They're gone.
They're not anywhere doing anything.
Irv Charles.
I don't think that'll be the case for Justin Shorter. I think he'll probably be more like a Juwan Johnson where he goes somewhere good, makes some plays somewhere good. I don't really understand it in the sense that you got to think Hamler's going pro. So if you're Shorter, you've got a really golden opportunity to be the guy with the same quarterback and potentially a really good offensive line. You know, part of this is a product of being recruited as heavily as he was.
Five-star kid.
Really high expectations.
Number one receiver in the 18 class.
Somebody, one of you guys said this recently, but the Jersey
got to stop recruiting Jersey wideouts, man. You got to stop. Irv, Saeed Blacknall, Juwan. They're the same body type.
Yeah, Maybe they're both. All the same.
Yeah, but wideouts specifically, they're almost four carbon copies of each other physically. And I don't know what's in the water in New Jersey when it comes to wideouts. But if I'm James Franklin, I'm going to start looking at other parts of the country for big time wideout prospects.
Yeah, and we saw the value. You saw like another example of the value of the big wideout in the Ohio State game, right? That 50-50 catch in the end zone was a darn good throw.
Chris Olave, right?
Yeah, it was the coverage.
I think you saw why there's a lot of colleges that refuse to recruit corners that are under 6 feet tall.
Okay, that too.
I literally just did Tulane UCF last Saturday, and UCF's corners, all three of them are 6'1". And Tulane's coach said to me, and I quote, "The one area where we really need to get better is we need to recruit more length and height at wide receiver and corner. The way college football is now, with so many back shoulder throws and so many 50-50 balls, you just can't do it. John Reed is a really good player for 5'9".
And that was a good coverage
but
on that play.
But he's 5'9".
Yeah, I know.
He's 5'9". And it's 5'9" corners are dime a dozen, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that's – so this is – in my mind, we've talked, and I agreed, we've talked about defensive tackle as a game-changing position, and there's not enough of them. I think it's changed. I think it's big athletic corners with length and you know, athleticism. I think they might be even a bigger priority moving forward just for what Ross said. And I think that's why you saw Penn State go after Joey Porter Jr. when maybe not everyone else maybe had him rated as highly.
Right.
But he is a big corner they like. He's got the length, and they cannot collect enough of those guys moving forward. You look at Ohio State secondary, they're all 6 feet or better. They're all going to play in the league. There wasn't a lot happening in the passing game on Saturday. I think that's the new priority. I think if you're gonna build a great defense, is you got to have big corners who can cover.
Well, and something Penn State has to figure out too is they're getting these big receivers that everyone talks about you need, but they're not getting them to become productive or developing them to become making them into impact players at Penn State. And these are talented guys that are high end recruits. You know, getting them, but they're it's not transitioning.
You know, Allen Robinson, Chris Godwin, and that's about it since 2012. That's about it. They've missed on more than they've hit on. They're not all going to play in the NFL, but the recent run is a little bit disturbing. And I just wonder, Ross, they made the change at wideout coach last year. Mm-hmm. Horley was out after a year. James really likes Jared Parker, and I'm sure Jared Parker had his marching orders when he got to Penn State. Look, we got to get these guys going. And you just wonder how that development went. You just wonder how the relationship was there. I just, you know, they have to be able to we're talking about Shorter, we could easily be talking about Ricky Slade in a couple of weeks. You look at that recruiting class, you know, with the three five stars. One of them's a Buckus Award finalist, by the way, Micah Parsons. The other two, I think they're going to lose one. They might lose two.
And I think the point that is good there, Bob, is you want to get five stars, but they're far from a lock, far from a sure thing. But Micah Parsons is a big-time difference-making player. They have not gotten difference-making play from Slade and Shorter. It's still early, though. I mean, it's only their second year.
Issue is the kids do not want to deal with adversity.
Flee or fight.
You look at the senior class and some of the things that they've overcome, and Ross, I know who Ross wants to talk about, and he is a great story, but a couple other guys have really put in their dues to get to this point and have had to overcome some injuries and just work their way up the depth chart and wait their turn. But the more the stars for the recruits, it seems the less likely they are going to want to wait. And that's unfortunate, but that's going on everywhere.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Quarter number one, news and notes. We're going to keep moving on. We're done talking about the transfer portal for this week. But it was a very entertaining conversation. Sean Clifford's a game time decision. Do you think he should play or not play?
No, should not play.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely should not play. Will
Get
Levis?
Him as healthy as possible for the bowl game.
And do you think we'll see at least one of the true freshmen?
You'll see them both. You know why you're going to see them both? Because he does not want to name a number three and he's not going to play one. If you only see one, there's going to be another guy in the transfer portal.
That's a very valid point.
They better play them both.
Hey, real quick.
Are we doing some college football playoff in the last segment? We can't do a whole segment on the Rutgers game.
No,
we're not.
So the last segment.
Yeah, absolutely. Because
I want to talk college football.
We're going to spend 2 minutes on Rutgers-Penn State, and we can have 10 minutes on the
I want to talk about is Shiano asking for unlimited,
I love it.
Unlimited
I love
jet
it. Why
usage.
Not?
Oh, my gosh.
That would be
offer
thinking
package.
About it. That would be – maybe this is one of the Ask Ross questions. I think that would be my number one request, especially if I was going to Rutgers. Like, you're not going to be better than Penn State, Michigan, or Ohio State anyway. So my first thing would be, how about unlimited jet usage for however long I got this job?
Lifetime supply of Labatt Blue for my boy Kevin. That's my first perk.
There you go. Last quick note, and we will talk about this more in quarter number four of the college football playoffs. Penn State is number 10. The college football playoff committee loves Penn State. They are the highest ranked 9-win squad ahead of Florida. All right, that's it for quarter number one from the Labatt studio. Coming up, we'll look back on Ohio State and Penn State and talk about what it means going forward. Tucker's tape, stick with us. We'll be right back.
Breaking news. DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.